It is that which ends power. It is not. It is reclaiming our original selves that ends power. It is not through some armed struggle or whatever, violence. Recall also in this May 17, 2015 show that we heard this from Alice. She said, repetition is the language used by a child who has remained dumb, his only means of expressing himself. A dumb child needs a particularly emphatic partner if he is to be understood at all. Speech, on the other hand, is often used less to express genuine feelings and thoughts than to hide, veil, or deny them, and thus to express the false self. And so there often are long periods in our work with our patients during which we are dependent on their compulsion to repeat, for this repetition is then the only manifestation of their true self. It lays the basis for the transference and also for the whole mise-en-scene of the patient's field of interaction, which in the literature is described as acting out and is often met with mistrust. And that is from Prisoners of Childhood, Alice Miller's. And we are going to be discussing, and if you've read ahead, you will see some of my comments on this, the notion that this whole, in particular, we have been looking at since the French Revolution, but we can also, in a sense, look at the whole millennia-long history of class as a vast repetition compulsion of these tiny abandoned children, these tiny few, cast-offs of kings they may be, particularly is part of their psychological dilemma. They were 10 years old and up when they were cast out. And the whole body of work of what we call statesmanship is produced by these guys over the centuries. So we argued in that show that our experience of class is itself a trauma that needs to be experienced consciously and integrated into our personalities. We're going to be thinking a lot about this. And a question I have, can we experience class as a trauma consciously if we have not first experienced the abuse we've been subjected to as infants and small children consciously? Thinking, as I said, we're going to be trying to sort that out as we work toward building numbers of folk willing to be committed to global, the freedom of global humanity. And that by integrating the trauma of class into our personalities, we become fully developing individualities as opposed to manifestations of powers, priorities. We said in that May 17, 2015 show that consigning us to the role wage labor is a trauma because it requires us to cut off huge trunks of ourselves with no one confirming that that's what's going on. So it's a wound that never gets defined as a wound and leads to endless confusion, the original trauma of the coerced work system. What if the story that one does not know, because Alice asked, how can we be repeating a story that we don't know? What if the story that one does not know is the loss of the infinite that we all possess? Shakespeare said that what they have not, that which they possess, from the Rape of Lucrece. So, and then we asked if we, the people, the nation, are the child, who, what might be the emphatic partner, by which word emphatic, I take it she means strong, in possession of certainty. And what does it mean, being the emphatic partner, voicing those original suppressed thoughts? What does it mean to be the psychic support of our brothers and sisters in our common process of healing from the wounds of class? And that is every single one of us, all 7 billion of us, minus those who are remain earth connected, those who are the earth connected indigenous. So we're going to be thinking again about these questions, especially in terms of the kinds of safe spaces we want to establish. Has the progression of our analysis since May shed light on these questions? And I ask because in the psychic safety of our organizing spaces lies our successful confrontation with the trauma of class.